Yeah, Hana Behen. My, what's the loss if it says somebody should have Hana from it? My, the Nehevi Kula Matana Komar, does it mean to say he should get those things for present? Or Dil Mulatani Minaya Midi Komar, it just means to say he could have a little enjoyment from it. But he does not mean to give it to him for present. Yiru Ben Mao, if he says, look at it, Mao. Yamad Ben Mao, stand in my property. Yishim Ben Mao, Teiku. This is a soft attack. What does he mean? If a Shchimra says this lotion to somebody else, you can enjoy my property, like you could rest in it, you could stand there, does it mean to give it to him for present or not? That's like a take. That's like a means of suffix. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that Kuf Mem Tesam and Aleph on top. The shallow words of a Shchiv Meira, a person right before he's dying, he says Loshen of Yahana Bohen. He says a Loshen of that somebody else should have enjoyment from his property. That's what he said. So Mahi, what does it mean to say? To Nehevi Kulo Matana Koma, does it mean to say I want this person to have a Batarasa Matana? I want to give this person a present. I'm giving him a Matana. Or Dilma maybe Lishani Minayo Midi Koma. I just mean to say he can have a little pleasure, that's all. The guy can have a little pleasure, but not more. Says to Shaila, Keshchiv Nura says to somebody, you can have enjoyment from my property. What does it mean to say? Does it mean to really give it to him a present, the matna Keshchiv Nura, so the person owns it? Or do we say, no, he only means to say, the person can have enjoyment. That's all, he has a right to sit there. But not that I mean to give it to him, but there is a present. What about Yerobohen Maho? And the Keshchiv Nura says, listen, I want this person to see my property. What does it mean to say Mahu? Does it mean to say see and keep it? I'm giving it to you for a present? Or just means come and see, but not that I'm giving it to you? Yamud behem Mahu. What about if the Shchimura says, listen, you could stand in my property? Or else Yishun behem Mahu. What about if the Shchimura tells somebody, you could rest, Yishon, like rest or lie down on my property? Mahu, what does the Shchimura mean? Is that alone called a matna shchimura, that it means to give it to you for a present and you have a right to use it, own it? Or maybe no, all he meant to say is that you could lie down on my property, but not that I mean to give it to you. So take Sarka Shiloh, what these lishonos mean, what did the shchimura mean? So shosofik. Iboilihu, I have a question like this now. Iboilihu. Mocha kol nechosev mahu. What's going to be if this shchimura, he was on his dying bed, they thought he was going to die. And up until now we're talking about that he gave a present. He gave away all his nechosim for a present to somebody else. And there the Mishnah said that on the tzad that he gets well, he has the right to retract and take it back. Because he only meant to give it away because he thought he was going to die. But on the tzad that he's going to get well, he never meant to give it away. That was by a present. Now what about the mochar? Let's say the Shchimura sold all his property. Mocha kol nechosav mahu. And then later the Shchimura becomes well. He becomes better. Does he have a right to retract or not? That's the Shailah. Some Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, Im Omad, if he becomes well, ain't a chayzer? No, he can't retract. A mecha, selling your property is worse than giving it away for a present. When you give it away for present, there we say for sure you only meant to give it away because you thought you're going to die. But on the time that you're going to live, you never meant to give it away. But if you sold it, there we say no, a person really means it. And even though he gets well, still the sale took place. That's what he said one time. But now the Gemara says, but the Zimnin sometimes, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Im Omad Chayzer. Sometimes he said not like that. That the Shchimura, if it becomes well, Yishino Chayzer, he has the right to retract. So l'churis t'stira, what does Rav Yehuda Amar Rav hold? So Gemara says, v'lay pligi is machlekes here. I'll tell you, ho di esnayi lezuzi b'inayu. If when the Shchimura sold all his property, he sold it for $1 million, and he still has the money in his hand, he still has the money, and now he becomes well, he has the right to retract. He has the right to say, listen, I only meant to sell it because I thought I was going to die. Like I want to clean up shop before I die, and I'll leave over the money for my kids. They shouldn't have to worry about selling my property. But on the tzad that I got well, I never meant to sell it. So if the money is still here, he has the right just to give back the money, and he'll get back his property. But ha de parinu b'chayvay. That that Rav Yehuda Morav says that the Shchimra cannot retract anymore, that's in a case when he sold his property with the money he used it to pay up his chayvis. So since he doesn't have the money around anymore, he used up the money, there we say no matter what, he really meant to sell it. Because we know why he sold it. He sold it because he owes people money, so he has to pay back the chayvis. So even on the tzad that he gets well, he can't retract, the sale is still a good sale. Iboilu, I have a shadow like this. Shchiv meira shohoide maho. What's going to be? A guy's on his dying bed, he's very, very sick, and he admits now that he owes money to somebody else. Shohoide, he admits, as far as we know, this person owns all the property. He owns all his money, and now right before he's dying, he's admitting, he's being moida, that he owes, or the property belongs to somebody else. So do we believe the shchiv meira or not? That's the shayla. So Shbam explains, the third line, he brought the shchimra shahida. For yomah b'choyv, he says when he's sick, sode, this field, the mois lolo, this or this money, shall plenihain, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to somebody else. For yafo pish yinum l'chzokim b'nechosim alalu shenim shaloysay pleni, even though up until now, we always acted as if the property belongs to the shchimra, not to that person. Yeah, but now that he admits it, what's the locha? Do we believe him or not? Me, I mean, one svar is Shuway McCain, Shlalash Biazvanov. One svar is we do not believe him. He only saying this because he doesn't want his children like to think they're going to have such a big Yerusha. So he doesn't want to be Mashbiazvanov to satisfy his children. That's why he's saying it belongs to somebody else. But really, it's not true. I do maybe know. Keep him to your idea. Listen, the guy's admitting, Haidoyazvadin Kimadin Dummy, since he himself admits that this property belongs to somebody else, maybe we believe him. That's the shayla. Or shchimera shohoydemau. Or shchimera now admits that this property that we always thought belongs to him, he says no, it belongs to somebody else. Do we believe him or not? So Toshma, come and bring your proof. The Issa Giyura, there was a gear called Issa, to heavily trace out Izuzi by Rava, that he lent $12,000 to Rava. The kid, so Rava had $12,000 that belonged to this Ger Issa. Now, Rav Mori Bray, Issa got married. He got married to Shmuel's daughter, and he had a son. Now, the son Rav Mori, Harosa Shlub Gdusha. When the father first got married, lived with his wife, with Shmuel's daughter, he wasn't a Ger, he was still a guy. He was only in his guy later after she became pregnant. That's called Harosai, the first Zera was Shle Bigdusha. They lay Dosta Bigdusha, but later on, when his wife became pregnant before she gave birth, then Esau became a Jew. He was Mizgayer. But Akoponim, when he was Nizra, lived with his wife, he was a guy. So it comes out this son, true he's a Jew, because his wife was a Jew, but he doesn't Yashin the father. Because the father at that time was a guy, there's no din Yerusha to a guy. So now the question is, Issa was about to die now, and he wanted to make it somehow that his son Rav Mori will be able to own all this money that Rav is holding for him. So, Veheve de Rav, and his son Rav Mori right now is in yeshiva. He wasn't around him. So Amar Rav, Rav said like this, Heichi nikninu Rav Mori lahani zuzi. How could Rav Mori, he was the Ger, how could Rav Mori, the son, be carrying this money? Again, right now, Rava was holding on to $12,000 that he owed Issa Giura. He owed to the Ger, Issa. And Issa was about to die now, Shchimera. And the locher is, if he would die, there's no Yorshim, so therefore Rava would be able to hold on to the money. So Rava was talking it over, what could Issa, the Ger, do now? What type of a kinyan could he do to make that his son should be able to own this money? He's like this, Ibi Yerusha, if you want to stop say that when Issa dies, his son Rav Mori should yashin him. So Mori says, no, lav by Yerusha. He's not a by Yerusha. Because when the father, Issa, lived with his wife, he was still a goy. So the kid was Nizra then. The kid has no din Yerusha. By a goy, of the prat, if the father is a girl and the mother is a Jew, there's no din Yerusha, the son does not yashin his father. And Rashi says, Ger lav bar raisu,
The Rachmona Afker Elazar with the other Yechovim. The Torah says the children does not go after the father. So therefore, he doesn't yashin his father. Ibamatna Ibamatona. If you want to say, listen, the father Esau is very sick now. So let him make a matna shchimura. Let him just say that I want that money to go to my son. And if that works, if he's saying to give it to somebody else, there's such a parasha of a matnas shchimura. And we have before the new takonim of the Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin said that a shchimura, when he says something, even though they do not make a kinyan, it's kimisun dami. So this was given over. And not they kach even a milva. There also this money that Rava owes him should be able to be given over to his son, the Torah Samatna Shchimura. So Mora says no. Ki Yerusha Shavu Rabbanim. After the Rabbanim said there's such a kinyan, Matna Shchimura, that has a lach like Yerusha, goes with Torah Yerusha. So it says what? Ki Yerusha. That the Lachem of the Rabbanim, that a Matna Shchimura only helps the Torah Yerusha Shavu Rabbanim. Therefore, Kolheichu, the Yisiv of Yerusha, Yisiv B'matana. Somebody that's in the parish of Yerusha to another Jew, then there's a parish of a Matna Shchimura. But here, this Ger, Kolheichu, the Leisiv Yerusha, there's no parish of Yerusha by Ger, at least in this case, Leisiv B'matana, there's no parish of a Matna Shchimura. Therefore, the father Esau cannot give over this money that Rav is holding of him to his son with a Matna Shchimura. Right, Ibe Meshicha, if you want to say, listen, let my son come and make a Meshicha. Let the father say, I want this money to belong to my son now, and let my son make a Meshicha. So when it says, let the Gabay, like we said before, the son was in the yeshiva. The son wasn't by them. The son wasn't here to make a Kinyan Meshicha. It's only Rav Mori, it's only east of the father talking to Rav. Ibe Chalipin, so good, even though the father's son is not here, let them make a Kinyan Chalipin though. So Rashi says, Leisigabe means Ein ha mois bebeisa shel iser shiyochalitin lei biyodai. Like the money was not in the house. The money was not in the house of iser. So iser cannot like make a meshicha to give it over to his son. So it was okay because the money was in Rabbi's house. So it was okay, even though the money is not here right now. Let iser the father make a kinyan chalipin. Let him be makne the money to his son with the kinyan chalipin. So Mar says no. Ein matzbeya nikta mechalipin. That's Gemara Bava Metzia we had, that you can't give over money with the kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin only helps on karka, on metaltlim, not on money. So you can't give it over with the kinyan chalipin. For the Gemara iagav karka, good, so let him be matne some karka to his son, and agav the karka will also give the money. Money could be given over with the kinyan agav. So Gemara says, no, less lay aria. We're talking about that the father now, this Ger, did not own any property. He had no property. So he couldn't give over the property to his son. Another case would be a kinyan of Maimut Shloshtun. Let the three of them come together. Let the three of them be there together. And the three of them will be there together with the kinyan Maimut Shloshtun. So then the father would tell Rava, I want you to give the money over to my son. And there's a kinyan Maimut Shloshtun. So Rava said, now listen, Ishavach li lo yazlinim. Like Rava was smart. Rava says, if he's going to call me to come down to this type of a kinyan, my mishloshtan, I'm not going to go. I'm smarter than that. I don't want the money to be given over to the son. Let the money stay with me and I'll keep it. So Rava says, I wouldn't go. A kinyan, my mishloshtan is only if all three of them are there. So Rava says, if they would call me down, I wouldn't go. So the kids, more or less, if Issi was stuck, he could not get the money over to his son. Now the Gemara says like this. Maskiv lo Raviko b'reid Ravami. So Raviko, the son of Ravami, asked a question like this, like in the Beis Medrash. Am I? What's the big shaila here? Again, the father Esau has money by Rav's house. It's not by him, it's by Rav. Rav owes him $12,000. And he wants the money to go to his son, which his son was, his father was a ger, so the son is not yashin him. So he wants the money to go to his son. So he says, what's the big problem? V'loidei Iser. Let Iser come and be moida. Let him stand admit. Let him not have a kinyan hoidor. He's admitting, he's telling us right now, Tahalem Zuzud Rav Morininu, that this money belongs to my son. Let him just be moida. And if so,
the lekninu b'yoydaisa. There's no type of a kinyan called oydaisa. Let my son own it with the kinyan oydaisa, oydisa. That I admit that this money belongs to my son, that alone should be a good enough kinyan. Rashi says, Yamaila Tim Sinya Shiyokal Ramon Liskar Zaloy Yoydisa, Shain Sheriff Mori Vyiskabem. Let him stand be made, let him make a kinyan oydisa. So Mori says, Abahochi, since they were talking that way in the base of Medrash, Nofak oydisa meba yisr. That's what Issa Taka did. Issa made a kshtar oydisa. He wrote down in the shtar that he's admitting that this property belongs to my son. And that's what happened. That's the way his son was cutting the property. So Gemara says, what happened was, Ikbid Rebbe, Gerebbe got a little bit angry. Omri said like this, Kol Nigmere Taimsa Li'inshi Umasbili. And the Beis Medrash, they're teaching people how to taina, how to complain, how to say things, speak up and does the like. And I'm losing out. But this is the sort of the Gemara here, that there's such a kinyan of Edisa, that if a person admits that this property or this money belongs to somebody else, the taka belongs to that person. That person's claim is the kinyan of Edisa. So mele by yosef, so by Mata Shchimera, we see that when a Shchimera is moida, when he admits that this property, this money belongs to somebody, there's such a kinyan like that. It's not dafku with the Matna Shchimera, it's even by Shchimera, but it's not a new din Matna Shchimera. There's such a kinyan of Odisa. If you admit that this belongs to you, so why do you own it? How do you own it? It's not worth like a day's badin kinevin dummy. You're admitting right now that it belongs to him, so even though he never owned it until now. You right now are being admitting it, that in itself is a type of a kinyan. And that alone gives it over to him, he owns it. So the new type of a kinyan. If I want my chair to belong to you, there's a new type of a kinyan called Odisa. I just have to be made, I have to admit and just say, I'm telling everybody, you should know this chair belongs to you. If I just say this chair belongs to you, there's this new kinyan Odisa, but Lamaisa helps. So that's the Yishuv Tawa Shaila by Shchimera. If he's made and says that the property belongs to somebody else, yes, we believe him, and the property belongs to them. Nothing more says. Back to our Mishnah that said, Shaya Kaka Kolshu,